Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hello, hello, hello all. Welcome, welcome back, everyone. Build, Grow, and Enjoy Radio. We are on the air today after long awaiting, as you guys know, all that's been going on with Build, Grow, and Enjoy Keystone Leadership Awards. We are back, you guys, giving you guys a very special show today, 2/15/2012. It's 12 p.m. San Diego and Los Angeles. Lines are open, 347-215-8709. Also, live chat, as always, buildgrowandenjoy.com. Today is a very special show, being the fact that we are back on air. I've been off for a minute because of the huge, huge success of the Keystone Leadership Awards, which we're going to talk about today on the air, along with a very special guest that I have on air today to speak on Entrepreneur Talk. As you guys all are aware, or if you haven't, the award ceremony that was hosted in Atlanta January 28th was a huge, huge success. And with that, Blog Talk Radio today is actually featuring this show, and it is being featured through their front page for all to tune in through worldwide through the Blog Talk network. So this is just absolutely a blessing to be able to get this message out on such a very important and momentous event that just took place. But in doing so, before we get going, I just want to send special prayers out, as you guys know, over the weekend. Mr. Whitney Houston passed, and, you know, there's a lot going on, not only in Los Angeles, but with her family. So our prayers go out to Whitney's family, her daughter, Bobby Brown, all of her friends at such a ordained time, passing away from before the Grammy show. So I can tell you Los Angeles was viral with the loss, with the 54th Grammy. You know, the cloud was there. The void was there, but all was in great spirits and just keeping positive and celebrating the life of Miss Whitney Houston. So our prayers go out to her family in this time of loss, and we pray for healing and strength as they go forth as she has went with the Father above, as we all know, and she will truly, truly be missed. Such an angelic voice, angelic person. Herself. She was an icon to me, myself. I mean, I feel like I've lost my big sister, but definitely our prayers go out to her family before we get going with the show today. So wrapping it up, you guys, the Keystone Leadership Award was a success. As mentioned, it was just such a momentous evening for the first annual Build, Grow, and Enjoy Keystone Leadership Award that celebrated the community. It was hosted in Atlanta, January 28, 2012, in honor of the Port of Sanford Community Center, Salvation Army Ray and Joan Clark Center. It was just absolutely just a beautiful event. Red carpet entrance was the start of the show, everyone. Oh, my goodness, it was just such a beautiful event, entering into this, you know, the reception area. I had C&T Sweet Home Alabama Bachelor, Mr. Tribble Reese, and Reality Socialite, Dr. Zelda Pittman. It was just unforgettable as they interviewed and entertained all the various guests that were arriving to the occasion. And then as the evening just progressed, I'm just going to tell you guys a little bit how it went for those of you that missed out, so you be sure that you were there for 2013, because I'm going to talk a little bit about that too, what's in store, because it's going to be big for 2013. You know, the guests were mingling while, you know, being entertained by the melodies of Urban Light, Gilbert Baskerville, saxophonist, Unknown Lyric. Just everyone was just enjoying the event. There was a lot of laughter. There was a lot of smiles. Everyone was networking and just sharing their stories on their journey and purpose. As you guys know, I had Atlanta and Company 11 Alive, three-time Emmy-nominated program director, Ms. Evelyn Mims, at the Master of Ceremony. Thank you, Evelyn. You did such an awesome job, Working Diva. Oh, my gosh, Evelyn took the show. She had us all laughing. I mean, I couldn't even keep my composure because it was just so exciting to be able to host, you know, the show along with her. And of course, you know, radio personality 107.9, Ms. Marie Moore as my co-host. So, you know, the ceremony just ended up being very intimate. As, you know, we honored each honoree, and they came on the stage, you know, they came on and started sharing their stories and everyone just talking about their purpose and their calling. I mean, even one of our honorees who was honored with the Survivors Award, Miss Julia, she was there, and it was an unforgettable connect that was made to get her going forth in her life. She shared her story of loss, her story of perseverance, and it was just such a beautiful thing to see that, you know, the Bill Grown and Joy Keystone Leadership Award was able to open a door for her to go forth and grow in her life for her and her son. So thank you, Nancy Slate Johnson with the Urban League, for reaching out and just coming forth and assisting this young lady and going forth in her life for her and her son. Reverend Ralph Abernathy, 100 Black Men, Mr. John Grant, Henry Kelly, fucking Diva, Diva's Alexa Scott, publisher of the Atlanta Daily World, which is running in the Daily World now. And you guys with a wrap up, Leo Neal, publisher of Welcome Magazine with publications soon to come. And as mentioned, Nancy Slate Johnson, president of the Atlanta Urban League, were just some of the recipients because I kind of had a surprise for all of them. They were unaware, you know. We did it a little different where, you know, we didn't, you know, give them, you know, make it cliche, giving them awards and have them walking around with it. I did it with certain selected honorees, which was selected by artist Andre Harris. He did self-portraits of them, which was very personable. Some of them were so shocked. They were just like, oh, my goodness, it looks like me. So, you know, there's plenty of pictures on BillGrownAndJoy.com where you guys can see, you know, the visuals of, you know, how the evening went. But it was just an absolutely beautiful ceremony. Jazz artist Dwayne Martin, Living Remix Entertain, along with the sensational Julie Dexter and recording artist Donnie, as the show concluded, just grasping everybody in awe with the performances, and just, you know, many thanks we're giving for those that believe in the vision of Bill Grown and Joy Radio, and congratulatory words for the beginning of a momentous event, everyone. So definitely visit BillGrownAndJoy.com for more information on the success of the Keystone Leadership Award. It was absolutely, definitely a momentous evening, a momentous event. As you know, with this ceremony, you know, it opens doors to many other things. And I'm getting offers nationally on hosting this one-of-a-kind event for our community. I can say thus far that it has been decided that Atlanta will be our hosting city. I'm in planning. We're already in planning for 2013. Major networks, major corporate companies are wanting to be involved in this. So it is just absolutely a beautiful blessing from above. God be the glory for something that took place to honor those that make a difference in our community. Not just honoring, but those that are the foot soldiers, you know, people that, you know, that you wouldn't have thought that's actually out there. Because there's so many people out there that say they do things, but really can they show it? And these people are showing it. And I'm just blessed to be able to honor all those that make the difference throughout our community. So, as I said, the planning has started for 2013. Atlanta will be the city, our community, the dynamic Atlanta, Georgia. Hollywood is involved, as you guys know, and this is just God is just good. BGE has been invited to Mr. Jarvie Hutcherson for the kickoff of Oscar Week, the diversity awards president, CEO. Next week we'll be out in Los Angeles at the Oscars luncheon, mingle with some of the big names that you guys are aware of, and in support of them, of his great annual event that he has going on out in Los Angeles, which is the 19th annual MMPA Oscars Student Filmmaker Scholarship Luncheon, supporting filmmakers up and coming. So we will be out in Los Angeles live in effect with the invite, and we're excited to be able to be a part of it as he makes a difference throughout our community. Also was one of our legendary honoree for 20 years of diversity in entertainment and television. Jarvey Hutcherson is such a great, great man that makes a difference, and I'm just honored to have made that connect and just really, really support some of the things that he has going on as he is supporting the vision of Build, Grow, and Enjoy, along with all the other honorees and all the other people that, you know, have come forth in making this happen. So with that, thank you to Working Divas, Energy Consultants, Porter Sanford, Salvation Army, J-Mo Productions. You guys worked that red carpet interviewing everyone as they came in. Positive Runway. If you guys haven't seen the video, you can go on to YouTube, type in Positive Runway, First Annual Keystone Awards. You can get an actual video view of what the night was like. It was just absolutely awesome. Of course, the Diversity Awards, Mr. Jarvey Hutcherson. Congrats to all the honorees once again. Thank you, Peter and Cynthia Thomas of Bar One, for hosting the after party and making us comfortable, making Mr. Jarvey Hutcherson comfortable in Atlanta. He really enjoyed himself. And to all the performers, and most important, my team. Thank you, guys. I couldn't do it without you. You guys rock. I'm looking forward for bigger things for all of us in 2013. I know we thought we were going to get some time off after hosting this huge event because we were so drained. But as you know, the demand calls. So we are in process of getting this going for the 2013. We're still selecting the date or around the time, but I can tell you, as mentioned, Atlanta will be the hosting city. So with that, I would just like to kick it off with today's show. And I would just like to introduce a very special guest that I have on the air today, Working Diva Live from Los Angeles, California. She is making it happen with fashion out in Los Angeles, and that's with Ms. Allie Raven with her businesses, what she has going on out in the city that makes it happen. And I want to welcome you, Allie. How are you, and how's Los Angeles?
Hi, Los Angeles is great. It's a little rainy today, but the sun is peeking through. It's nothing to complain about out here. It's pretty beautiful.
Awesome. I know, it was just a crazy, crazy weekend for Los Angeles with the loss of Miss Whitney Houston. I'm sure you're seeing some of the effect of what's going on also out there.
Absolutely. She was my youth. I mean, I grew up with Whitney Houston, and talking about fashion, a lot of my youth growing up had to do with Whitney Houston and dressing. She was the diva of all divas, from videos to dance videos. I mean, there's definitely a loss in the air we're feeling out in Los Angeles, definitely, for sure, in the entertainment world. So
yeah, absolutely. Well, tell everyone, you know, who you are and, you know, a little, you know, the name of your business, and let's get right into it so that way you can share what you got going on as a working diva in the industry.
Absolutely. Well, basically, I have two businesses, and I started these within the last couple of years because I started out in design, art, and theater, and I pretty much wanted to use my skills, my creative skills to pretty much help people in the world of fashion. And my two businesses are AllieRaisinStyle.com, and the other one is Raisin Made. And the first business, Allie Raisin Style, is basically a personal shopping styling service, which provides consultation to clients at a really competitive cost, whereas normally a stylist or a personal shopper would charge a lot of money to shop for the normal average individual, but I pretty much wanted to start a business where I could help people that obviously don't have a lot of money or have the budget to afford a personal shopper or a personal stylist. Because I truly believe that when you look good and you feel good and it boosts some sort of confidence, and it shouldn't have to take the top designer in the world to have to dress and make yourself feel good about who you are. And the second business I have kind of started with wine corks that I really had nothing to do. They were sitting around my apartment, and I pretty much salvaged I started making these cork boards out of salvaged materials, and I started selling them on Etsy and eBay, and it basically started a cork board that I had put corks into a printing press drawer, hung on my wall, and people were really interested, and they're very rustic, and it's the type of thing you would see at Anthropology clothing store. It's the type of thing you would see at a winery. So I've been selling them at wineries, and it's been great. It's one of those creative outlets that I've used that people are really responding to, besides just personal shopping.
Right. And, you know, creativity is what's it all about, and sometimes it can be the smallest thing that can end up being the biggest thing. When I had read about, you know, what you're doing with the corks, I was just like, wow, that's unique. I mean, you know, for us wine drinkers, we usually have them, you know, all over the house sometimes, and I never would have think that you can utilize that, you know. So tell us a little more about that before I'm going back. But before you do that, I want to talk about going back to just, you know, your clothing line. You work with some of the, you know, some of the biggest names in the industry with the business on your clothing side. Tell us a little more on, some of that experience that, you know, you have with them.
Absolutely. Well, I was blessed to have gotten the opportunity to assist very big stylists throughout Los Angeles. It was kind of a chance thing. And so because of that, I was able to assist on major photo shoots for InStyle, Lucky Magazine, working with the creative director, Details Magazine, just pretty much styling assisting on these great shoots where I've, in the last year, have worked with Uma Thurman, Jennifer Aniston, Neil Patrick Harris, just pretty much styling for editorials, which is amazing because fashion, to me, when whatever comes off the runway then gets shipped to a photo shoot and you're able to put on a model and then you see it on the cover of an InStyle magazine, it's such a great feeling to be able to be a contributor to having obviously used your creativity and work with, getting it out there. I definitely have been fortunate enough to work with incredible stylists that I've really learned a great deal from, and, you know, working for some of the top magazines. Italian Vogue is definitely something that will go down in my history books, of working with Uma Thurman and Peter Lindbergh for that Italian Vogue shoot, probably the most stressful week that I've had, but there was nothing that compared to the outcome of that editorial coming out and me seeing the clothing on her and knowing that I was a part of that. And then I was a personal shopper at Anthropology clothing store and really worked with these average women that would come in, and whether their bodies were changed from having a baby or they started a new job and had a new career and they needed a new look, or they just needed to revamp their wardrobe. I was basically that person that they could make an appointment with, and I started just helping them pick out clothes that they necessarily wouldn't pick for themselves. But personal shopping, I think, takes a lot of trust, and as long as a client is open to just trying something they might not necessarily have tried before, they're ultimately surprised once they put it on and they feel good and it looks good. And I felt like I got a lot of fulfillment from working with these normal, average women and men that really, really had no direction or couldn't shop for themselves or just had a hard time, you know, with their body or their body image after, you know, their body changed or they needed a different look. And I felt like I was able to really reach out to women and men who some of them don't. They just need the extra boost of confidence with an extra shirt or a new pair of jeans or a jacket, or just how to throw things together and how to wear it. And I truly believe that you really can wear anything with confidence. I mean, I grew up coming from a place of not having a lot of money, but being able to go to Target and buy a dress for $29.99, and the way that you wear it and the way you accessorize and how you put it together, I always managed to get compliments on what I wore because it felt good, And it was all about confidence. And I think you know, my thing is making a positive change about how you feel about yourself. And I think in order to boost your self-confidence, I think even clothing and how people perceive you has a lot to do with how you dress. The difference between me is I want to pretty much help. I work within people's budget, which is different than other stylists that have the experience to be able to charge a lot to have someone come in and go through their closet and help them shop for them and say what they should throw out and what they should keep and what they should alter. And I find that it fills me more so to work with someone who might not have a ton of funds but wants to change their life. I mean, that fills me up. That's the way that I differ from other, I think, stylists.
And that's what it's all about, Allie. I mean, you definitely have the portfolio of clients from the past, from talent photographers, stylists, editorials, and it's, you know, that's what it's all about, helping. And, you know, it's great when someone like yourself can transition that to us, you know, to the masses, to the everyday people, because there are a lot of women out there or men, you know, that needing this assistance and can't afford it, and that's so great that you can tailor it to a budget what they can afford, and they can still look good doing it. So that's just absolutely a blessing coming from your piece and helping the community and going forth. So you are greatly appreciated on that piece. I also know, you know, as a woman business yourself, and just kind of transition this, you know, I'm sure that, you know, and this is where, you know, what Your Girl and Joy is all about. You know, we keep it real and, you know, it's real talk. You know? So, you know, there's obstacles in building your business that you have to overcome. And could you please share that with the listener so that way, you know, that connection can be made. Miss Allie, I have clients that are, you know, A-listers, but at the same time, I'm human just like you, and I can help you get to the next level if you need so. So share some of those obstacles you have to overcome yourself in building your successful business.
Well, absolutely. With anything, when you start, I think, a business, you have to be confident in knowing that the services you're going to provide are different than a service that anyone else can provide. So getting the service out there, getting the word out there, I pretty much rely on word of mouth. You work to help one or two people and the word spreads. I obviously... my thing is finding my niche as far as what works for a specific individual. I don't work at a department store or, you know, a high-end clothing store where I have a following of clients. I pretty much depend on word of mouth from people that I have helped in the past or working on my site and posting on Facebook. And social media definitely helps, direct advertising. Those are the things that I have to rely on, and if I didn't think that I could help or change or benefit, you know, give my services to somebody, it would obviously be a business that would fail. With anything, I think you have to take a chance and a risk and be confident that what you're going to provide for someone is you using the best of your ability and the best of your skills, which is what I know, and making it happen with that. And my key is that I'm just a really honest, personable, sweet, outgoing, you know, individual that can relate to many women, and in some ways to many men that maybe do have the funds, maybe do have a great job, maybe are very successful, but have no idea how to put themselves together to go get dressed to take a woman out. And I've worked with a couple of men in the past that through dating services that I've helped them dress because they can't obviously show up for a first date wearing certain things that the woman is not going to want to sit through the date and, you know, be entertained by. This is true. So it starts with, you know, the confidence of how you look and how you feel. And that's, you know, unfortunately, external appearance isn't everything, but it's the first thing that someone pretty much goes to. So, you know, the obstacles for me are pretty much staying with it and knowing that with anything, if you get the word out there enough and you help people, you know, they say it just takes one or two great experiences to get the ball rolling. And I've been doing this for quite some time, and it wasn't until very recently where I've decided, you know, I should really do this on my own instead of working for a specific store, because I have the experience of working as an assistant and working on huge photo shoots with major celebrities and around major photographers. So it took me a little bit of a it took a little time for me to say, you know what, I can do this. But I think with that, you really can do anything with a little bit of confidence and believing in yourself. And that I hold on to very strongly when it comes to being creative and wanting to just simply help others with my expertise, which I think goes a long way.
Right, and it's definitely as we often hear is a passion, because and just to say this, you know, you never get a second chance to make a first impression.
This is very true, and I believe that. I mean, I'm the type of person that I remember certain. I remember specifically what I was wearing when I went for an interview, or when I met my boyfriend, or when someone had approached me. You know, you for me, it's about you know, holding on to what you kind of believe in and what you put on to make yourself to show the best of you, whether it's a dress or a pair of jeans and a nice blouse, a pair of shoes, a great tie, an amazing purse. You know, people hold on to a lot of things in their closet that they hold on to because they're scared to let go of. But I think it's a lot.
Like those jeans when you were a size one that you're hoping you can fit again, right?
Right, but you hold on. It's true, and it goes so much more. It goes so much deeper than fashion. You know, there's really an understated. There's definitely something to be said for someone that wants to hold on to things that, you know, that was. We're changing. We're ever changing every day, and throughout our lives, we're different people. And I could hold those jeans still from 10 years ago, but at the same time, I'm a completely different person. And if I were to go out shopping now, I would probably buy a different pair of jeans because that was then, and this is now. But that's not to say, you know, you can't alter and fix and hold on to things that still that amazing suit, that pantsuit. If it's that amazing, and it still fits you well, or could be altered because you lost weight, or you know you're holding on to it because you could alter it another way, then there's no reason to let go of that. I mean, we hold on to things for certain reasons, and that's I understand that. And when I worked with a lot of people at personal shopping in store, I remember them starting out asking me for help with a new wardrobe, and it turned out that they really just wanted to talk to me about them going through a divorce or their kids going off to college and them, you know, struggling. And it's really more, I think, than fashion. And I'd like to think that I'm just with the simplest things able to help someone that not necessarily thinks that they could use it, but would love to have the services. So that's right.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we return, looks like we're going to go over in the show, because I definitely want you to talk about Raisin Made, that very unique business that you have going on. But we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And welcome back, Feel Girl and Enjoy Radio, on the air today, 2/15/2012. Hope everyone is having a very successful day, as I'm speaking with Miss Allie Raisin live from Los Angeles, California. Lines are open, 347-215-8709. FeelGirlAndEnjoy.com, as always, live chat. She's speaking on her businesses as a working diva, successful entrepreneur out in Los Angeles. Now, Allie, Raisin Maze, it all started with Elmer's Glue, Cork, and Love. Now, I'm a wine drinker, and look at how bold of these corks. I would have never thought to be as creative as you have been to make it into a successful business. So tell us a little more about that.
Well, you know, I've always been one of those women that have very much enjoyed arts and crafts, even in camp, even when I was a kid, just with collages and drawing, and never wanting to throw out anything that I had that I could maybe make something of. I worked years in restaurants where I would open bottles of wine, and I actually worked in a restaurant where there were tons and tons of corks on the wall. Every time we opened a bottle of wine, we would put the cork on the wall. And, you know, over years, I would save corks that I would open a wine bottle with friends, or, you know, it was just one of those things that I saved. People save random things, and corks are now going to be extinct. So it was just one of those things. I had a ton of corks and found this old antique printing press drawer, which is what it was. They put metal printing letters for years. It's an old antique kind of board. And I thought this would be perfect to maybe put these corks in. It's a perfect size. It would fit perfectly. And I literally made one. I filled up this cork board. I filled up this frame with corks. Hung it on my wall in my apartment, and it was one of those things where people came over and they're like, "You made this? What an amazing, great art! What a great craft! How can you make me one? I would love to buy one of these." And I had thought that, you know, I was able to get a couple sources from someone who worked in the printing press business who had these boards, and then had just reached out to everyone and anyone to say, collect your corks for me, collect your corks. And they've been collecting corks and sending me corks. And because of that, I was able to creatively, it was pretty much an outlet to just be crafty. And I definitely believe in art therapy. I definitely believe in turning the mind off and using your hands and using whatever you have, sort of material, crafting materials that you have to create something. You go into many, you know, restoration hardware now. You go into Anthropologie. You go into Pottery Barn. And a lot of these incredible items are really industrial, handmade goods that they sell for a lot of money that people don't realize they could find on the street and refurbish and replenish these items, and they are really are pieces of art. Some of the best things I have in my apartment are things that I have, a bookshelf I have found and I sanded down and now, you know, sits and I have a bookshelf, and I literally found it. So with Raisin Maid, it came about because I had glue and I had these corks and I found this amazing drawer that I was able to put these corks in, and it serves a great purpose, and it's a piece of art. It's something you would see in if Ralph Lauren had a study. It's something that a winery is showcasing, and now a few wineries in Napa Valley have gotten in touch with me to sell
and
in there.
And that's what I was going to say. You've gotten a lot of attention from some of the big names out there, too, on this creative art, one-of-a-kind, made-to-order unique piece that you created. I'm actually in awe with it. I love it. You know, it's just very, very, very unique.
Thank you.
And it's very creative. And like I said, I wouldn't have never thought of it. Now you have me wanting to save all my corks and give them to you.
Yeah.
Take them for me.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's one of those things, you know, nowadays we live in, especially in Los Angeles, I mean, anywhere now with the internet, we live in this world of opportunity, and you see with Etsy and eBay and all these sites that really anything is possible. And you, if you have a skill and you have a craft, you have a hobby, you can create something that you might not really have an idea that it actually might be able to sell and make you money instead of having to work a 9-to-5 job, which I've never been good at. I'm definitely a right-brained, creative, artistic person. So with these cork boards, it was kind of a, I did it as a hobby, and now people are showing these great interest in them, and it's wonderful because I have sources to make them and sell them, and who knows, could I make cork boards for the rest of my life? If that's a possibility, that would be amazing because it would fill me creatively, and I could survive perhaps on it. I don't know. But I think, you know, you find all these amazing things on Etsy that people are hand-making themselves, and then you read about these stories, how their business has just taken off just from being creative and artistic, and I think that says a lot for someone who just is passionate and creative and can do something with their skills instead of having to be stuck working in a field they might not necessarily love to do. So I'm that passionate person. So,
And you're not only a passionate person, you are a testimony also. I mean, in these times and with all the job losses, there are so many people out there out of work, and a lot of people are going towards their passion and making it into businesses. So you are definitely a testimony that, you know, you should follow your dream and your passion and put it into a business because, I mean, if you cannot find the opportunity, you know, in these times, it's all about creating your opportunity, and that you have definitely done.
Oh, well, thank you. I just believe it's about working, you know, using what you know, and it's a waste to not to use what you're good at. You really have to kind of find that in your heart and be true to that when there's you can't really depend on anything else, then you have nothing else to turn to really than your art. I think when you're an artist, and Raisin Made has kind of given me fulfillment that I didn't really think that I, you know, would find in just the world of arts and crafts, and a little business that started just from someone admiring me being crafty and hanging a corkboard in my apartment. So hopefully, you know, I'll be able to get more sales, and people that don't even know me that are buying them off Etsy and eBay that receive them, you know, in New York and Seattle and all over the world, that I love your corkboard. It's like they've never had a conversation with me. They don't know me, but they see these used corks that are in this amazing rustic antique board, and it for some reason the aesthetic, It brings some sort of fulfillment for me. I really think it does. Someone that I don't know that appreciates art. So I'm really glad I started this Raisin Made, and it's Raisin with a Z. But I did Raisin because Raisin is my last name, and I couldn't think of anything that could potentially sell me other than my last name, which is
well,
real.
The name is absolutely wonderful. Once again,
thank you.
Creative. So the name is just perfect made for it. And like I said, both of your businesses, it's just, you know, a blessing for you to come on the air with us today and speak about them, sharing your successes. I'm sure the listeners, there's so many people out there that look for information from successful business owners like yourself, especially when it comes to women, us working divas, because sometimes we need that inspiration and that encouragement to go forth. So is there any other additional information you'd like to share with the listeners as we conclude the show? And definitely let everyone know how they can contact you, Allie.
Oh, well, definitely. I just, you know, I probably would say that, you know, getting, as far as Allie Raisin Styles concerned, getting a new look isn't just about like aesthetics. I think it's about making a positive change in the way that you feel about yourself and changing your look and changing your clothing. I mean, it's all about confidence and the way that people perceive you, and that's why I just enjoy doing this. And that service of Allie Raisin Style is something I hope to provide to people that are, you know, in any budget. And that's my thing. Positive change really helps. I think people, and that's what I'm in it for. And as far as Raisin Made, which I hope I can connect more with people by selling more corkboards. And people can find me on my website. There is Ali Raisin Style, which is A-L-I-R-A-I-Z-I-N style.com. And that's my personal shopping site. And as far as Raisin Made, it's R-A-I-Z-I-N-M-A-D-E, raisinmade.com. You can also find me on Etsy, and the keyword is Raisin Made, and it's Raisin with a R-A-I-Z-I-N with a Z. You can email me, araisin@sbcglobal.net. You can even Facebook me at Ali Raisin, which is A-L-I-R-A-I-Z-I-N, and contact me that way. Google me.
And you're also Facebook on BillGrownEnjoy.com. As you know, in the featured guest group, you can contact Ali through there. They can contact you through there, send you messages. Everyone knows how interactive BillGrownEnjoy.com is.
Absolutely.
And you can send an email to the site. She is a member of Bill Grow and Enjoy. So definitely, we are just looking forward to bigger things. Girl, let me just tell you, you are making it happen, okay? You have inspired me on the air today. So,
great.
You know, definitely looking out Los Angeles, making it happen. It's just been a pleasure to have you on the air today, taking the time to share your successes to the many listeners that are tuning in and to the many listeners that will be listening and tuning in to the archive show, because all of our shows are archived. So our continued successes, success to you and the growth of your business, and our blessings to you. But thank you for coming on the air today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And sharing your successes, Working Diva.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate it. I mean, you're an inspiration to me, too, so I appreciate you having me on the air.
Right, definitely. Well, you enjoy Los Angeles. Like I said, I'll be up there next weekend.
Okay.
Checking out, you know, the little Hollywood style, you know, or side out there with some of these celebrities. I may bump into some of them that may be that are your clients.
Oh yeah, could be. It's a small little world, even in Los Angeles, a small little town. So thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome. And there you guys have it, Miss Ali Raisin. You can reach out to her, AliRaisinStyle.com, RaisinMade.com, or BillGrownEnjoy.com, featured guest group. Amazing, amazing Working Diva, entrepreneur, making it happen out in the city of Los Angeles and worldwide. A-listers as our clients. So definitely, you guys, like I said before in the airing, you never get a second chance to make a first impression, especially as you want to go forth with your businesses, or if you're that that artist, that performer, in anything that you do, you got to look good and look the part. And Ali can definitely help you in going forth with that. Especially coming from a city where, you know, all that is going down with, you know, Hollywood television, networks, and so forth. So definitely reach out to Ali. She's an amazing, amazing, amazing person, and we thank her for coming on the air today and sharing that with us, BillGrownEnjoy.com. So that's going to conclude our show for today, everyone. I thank everyone for tuning in today. It is absolutely a blessing as we prepare to go forth for bigger and greater things to come with Bill Grow and Enjoy Radio. We will be back on the air on Wednesday. Some of the shows are going to be kind of scattered right now because we have a flood of people that wants to get on the air. And when I say a flood. So they are getting everything organized, and some big names that you guys are aware of and people that you guys know are coming on the air. And so the team is really pulling it together to get it organized, to make sure and ensure that everyone gets on the air so that we don't miss out, because as you guys know, we're only on the air Mondays and Wednesdays. So they're even trying to decide if we come on more. And I'm just like, oh, gosh, you guys, you're working me too much. But if we have to do it, we have to do it. So we'll be back on the air on Wednesday, and I have a very, very special guest also on Wednesday, Charity Hawk. Mr. Adrian out in not Los Angeles, I'm sorry, he's out in Atlanta, and he's one of the biggest, Atlanta's biggest branding specialist that's out in the city of Atlanta. And I keep saying Los Angeles because there's so much going on here on the West Coast, so excuse me with that. But he's a branding company in Atlanta that's making a difference for everyone and for all. So definitely tune in on Wednesday. You guys can check out our schedule on Bill Grow and Enjoy. com, so that way you can see all and who is coming on the air as we get ready to go to the next level with the show. So everyone have a great, great day. Blessings to each and every one of you. Keep God first, everyone, in all that you do. And let me tell you,